Ever heard of spoofing? That's a Wall Street term for when an investor puts in a trade order but then cancels it shortly thereafter. The investor is just trying to affect the price. Spoofing is illegal, but it is still happening. Mike Regan of Bloomberg News joins us. Mike, Merry Christmas. Thanks for being here.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you.
And explain spoofing, first of all. What is it? Why is it done? How does it work?
So basically, if you want to buy, say, a stock or a futures contract at, let's hypothetically, we'll say $20, you know, it would be advantageous for you to push the price of it down a little bit. So what a spoofer will do is they'll place big orders at, say, $20.01 or $20.02. And what that does is it creates the illusion of a large sellers in the market. And the algorithms on the other side, you know, take that as a sign that there's a big demand to sell the stock or the future or whatever it is. And they'll start selling themselves and push the price down a little bit. And then that's exactly what the spoofer wants to happen. And that's why they'll quickly cancel all those sell orders and instead buy at the lower price and profit from that real fleeting drop in the price that they caused by sending all those orders to sell in the first place.
But the Dodd-Frank Act made spoofing illegal. Why is it still going on?
There's been a flurry of cases in the courts this year regarding spoofing. The biggest one was a guy in London, Nav Saro, who is accused of basically helping to exacerbate the flash crash of 2010. If you don't remember that, that's when the market took a huge dive right in the middle of the day, almost 1,000 points. And that was the biggest case in the news, but there are several other cases. So it's clear the people that police our markets have become better at identifying when it happens.
Although Bloomberg is reporting that the financial firms are taking matters into their own hand and trying to root this out themselves rather than relying on regulators.
Right. And obviously, they stand the most to lose. And there's actually a little bit of controversy surrounding it, because the only one trader that's going to get fooled by a spoofing order is a high speed or algorithmic trader. And some people believe that those are the ones that should be that the prosecutors should be going after. You know, a lot of the scrutiny of this, all these practices stems from Michael Lewis's book, Flash Boys. And what he described as front running, which is when a program trader, a high frequency or algorithmic trader, picks up on these signs of demands to sell or buy in the market, and they try to get ahead of it. And some people say, look, the spoofers are only trying to outwit the front runners on the
right
other end. But clearly, so far, it's been the spoofers have been the one that the authorities have had the most luck catching.
It sounds kind of like when you try to outsmart the computer when you're playing chess against the computer, and when you finally do, it feels so good that you were able to figure out how to play chess better than the computer. But it doesn't sound like this high-speed trading world and the world of algorithms in Wall Street is going to go away at any point.
Absolutely not. Yeah, it's the share of trading that's been done by these type of firms has increased exponentially over the years, and it's basically the majority of trading now is done through automated program strategies rather than humans entering in orders by hand.
That's Mike Regan of Bloomberg News. Mike, thanks again.
Thank you, Jeremy.